Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Monday, January the 17th, 2022, and I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on and also Professor Paul. But before we get into what they're going to talk about, I want to tell you that I had an opt-out meter, it's called, to get rid of these smart meters that came out and stuck in here about a year ago in February. And it had been in here, and I started getting a point. I looked like I had bad psoriasis, and it wasn't that. And I thought, God, what have I got? What is the problem? I mean, I went down every alternative path there was. Well, figured out it was a radiation. Someone sent me a reader for Christmas, and I was able to pick up the radiation levels in here, et cetera. But I got the meter pulled out. I had to pay a $150 extortion fee and a $50 a month meter reader come out and read the meter fee each month to keep from being radiated. But since the meter's been out Friday afternoon late and I've been gone for about 5 hours that day on Friday, and I came back and I had no smart meter in, and I'm now healing up. My hands are healing up. My legs are healing up. I was walking around here and skin was falling off so bad that I took pictures. Had a dustpan full each day from the skin falling off. It was radiation poisoning. And then get tested this week for it. But I want everybody to know smart meters are very, very, very dangerous. And I put up a lot of stuff from different organizations such as cancer.org, etc., on radiation poisoning and smart meters. And you go to Stu Webb breaking news column and see several things. With that said, Jim Fetzer, Joe, how are you two doing today? And what do you want to touch on?
Well, today is Martin Luther King Day, and most Americans have no idea what actually happened in Memphis at the Lorraine Motel. So I'd like to give a brief recap and explain where you can learn more. Holy Domingard did a wonderful interview with Kerry Cassidy on Project Camelot a few years back, where he was relating information uncovered by William Pepper, who'd been James Earl Ray, the alleged assassin's attorney. Pepper did absolutely brilliant work on this. It turns out that Martin was set up by members of his own entourage, sad to say, including Jesse Jackson. There were as many as four rifles pointed at him on the balcony of the Lorraine Hotel. That the shot that killed him was fired by a Dallas police sniper in bushes in front of the hotel, which have subsequently all been mowed down. But James Earl Ray was like Sirhan, and Lee Harvey Oswald, just one more patsy who was not responsible. Indeed, Martin was not killed. He didn't die on the balcony, but was transported to a hospital more distant than necessary, where a racist physician had declared that if he wasn't already dead, he'd polish him off. And when they brought him into the ER, he ran everyone else out and smothered him to death with a pillow. I'm having Ole's interview reposted on my BitChute channel, which I need to be very specific about. It's bitchute.com/videos/Jim_Fetzer. bitchute.com/videos/Jim_Fetzer. They got, there must be 500 videos there by now, but this is one you don't want to miss. A really excellent presentation by Ole on the assassination of Martin Luther King. Just absolute dreadful stuff. Stu.
Now, what do you think the game was with Martin Luther King, realistically?
Well, it may have been that Bobby, who was odds on to win the Democratic election, would have had Martin as his running mate. Martin Luther also forces in Washington, including J. Edgar Hoover, who despised Martin Luther King, that were worried that he could be disruptive, to the normal course of political events. Edgar was a racist. He had tape recordings of Martin who, like JFK, with his philandering. JFK wasn't, it appears, much of a lover, where Angie Dickinson, for example, said that her affair with JFK was the greatest 15 seconds of her life. But Martin had a tracks in a white lemon and a Victor, and his parents recorded and then sent copies of the tape recordings to Coretta King, who was his wife, as a form of harassment. It's really bad, bad stuff here. I think that, you know, you're talking about eliminating two of the greatest Americans in our history, Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, in the space of a few months. I mean, it's just grotesque.
Now, Hoover, also, there's a document that I have on my site, and I have to go back to it to find it, but it's in the search box. But it was of Hoover sending a message to George H.W. Bush in the CIA, which he denied in 1963, the day he was down in Dallas in front of the book depository store. He denied the next day that was him when it came out later. And I think it was Spotlight that actually pumped it out first out of Washington in a story showing that he was sending it to Defense Intelligence and to George Bush of the CIA, referencing Kennedy and referencing Cuba. Hoover, according to a couple of spooks I knew that knew him, said that his aide is named Mary in their home. They're a couple of fags. Anyway, oops, excuse me. Go ahead, Jim. Or Joe?
Well, my take on it is a little bit different. Well, I should say is different. I think that Martin Luther King was murdered to make him to a martyr situation to promote the civil rights movement.
He might have been. I don't know.
And that was, I think, the essence, because don't forget that was the middle of Vietnam. And so I think the murder itself was a setup by the establishment to make him into a martyr and then to promote the civil rights movement.
Now, I want to say something about someone that's, well, I suppose he's well-known among the patriot community. His name was Ted Gunderson. He was a piece of garbage as an infiltrator, Division Number 5 stooge. Here was the deal. After he got kicked out of the FBI, put a girl in retirement, $59,000 a year, because he got caught doing satanic ceremonies in his FBI office. So they had him mentally evaluated. In fact, that was paranoid schizophrenic, which two of his adult children are. Now, there was a recording up on Radio Bar 1 with his wife. Scroll way down on the first one. You can listen to the conversation when he was trying to set me up in Las Vegas with this killer. Anyway, it's a long story. But this slime ball was the one that was sent in after Martin Luther King was reportedly murdered in Atlanta or wherever it was. He was sent in as a head of the FBI for Hoover, as a Hoover boy. Then he was sent in right after Kennedy. Within 6 months, he was in charge of the Dallas office. Cover up, Meister. Anyway, I thought people would like to hear that one, especially Alex Jones, since he likes him so well.
All good stuff, Stu. Meanwhile, they're building a concrete wall around the White House. The question becomes, why is the media silent about this and what in the world's going on? I think it's correct that the D.C. regime is scared shitless of the people. There's some who think there might be a military coup in the offing, but I think they're more concerned with the public, because we have so many, maybe as many as 150 million armed Americans by this point in time, where millions have been purchasing guns. After the defund the police movement, crime has soared. The fact is, they're carrying out a classic Marxist coup in the United States, taking down statues that represent unification of the North and the South to exacerbate racial tensions, preventing the rioting, the looting, the arson by Antifa and BLM, which were never described as domestic terrorists, even though they clearly qualify, letting criminals out on the street, reducing the penalties. But armed robbery in New York has now been reduced to a misdemeanor offense and the consequences that are going to ensue from that. And what I believe that many of these millions who are pouring across our southern border and not being given the facts are going to be recruited into the military and promised citizenship to be used in the military, completed by those who have been given the facts or who have withdrawn, been booted out of the military because they refuse to have it. to have a new military duly constituted to be used against the American people. I think the situation is as despicable as that. And Biden's even had now the Attorney General create a new section of the FBI devoted to domestic terrorism, which really turns out to be anyone who is a Trump supporter or an anti-vaxxer. I mean, it's just disgusting what's taking place. Joel.
I want everybody to really take your time and put in to YouTube and to I'll think of it in just a minute. Real Anthony Aguero, spelled A-G-U-E-R-O. And the reason I say to take a look on YouTube, Anthony is the only one down there on the board that gets right up to the illegal alien, interviews him, asks him where he's from, and then where he's headed. And you get to see who's there, who these people are. And then you begin to understand, like, for instance, when you saw the Haitian migrants under the bridge, 15,000 of them, what they didn't show you is back over the horizon were another 15,000. So when you hear we are being rushed at the border, we are actually being tsunamied at the border, and we're now up to, they're estimating, over 2 million illegals have entered the country since January, and that is something that the country can't stand. Go ahead.
Well, those are excellent, excellent points indeed. Stu, your thoughts?
We're being, this country is in such dire straits, in a sense, with this administration and this Congress and Senate and these government thugs that are taking paychecks to do things, such as cyber attacks. Oh, my God. Folks, take a look at breaking news. Look at the cyber attacks for 1 hour on my website from all over the world, and I've got them stopped. And I figured out how to shut them down, so I'm going to post the IPs of their main servers where they're blowing them through. That comes out of Cogent Co. and PSI and different ones, but that's just one of the things they're doing. But they're able to do this through your cell phones and attack you. There's one that comes up all the time on mine. It's a building app that they put in. Let me see if I can draw it up while I'm speaking with everybody. com.mediatech.entertainment app. That's built into the cell phones, folks, because this phone I purchased, I believe it was back around April or May, because they had destroyed my other one when they falsely arrested me by this, because this FBI clown story. There's a story up on Stu Web. You can read, listen. Here's the point. Is they're electronically screwing with everybody. This meter reader puts off about the same amount that was coming off of just the refrigerator as a cell phone. Then you add all electric. S place was lit up. I mean, cracking my hands, splitting them apart. Now it's not doing it. But they can do this through your cell phones. So it's wise, if you have a cell phone, you use a cell phone, most people do, don't put it on your body. Set it away from you. If you want it on. If you don't need it on, turn it off and pull a chip out of it. And it's good to reset your phones. There's a chip in the side opposite of your buttons. Just take a small, tiny screwdriver or needle or something and pull it out. Slide it back in after about 10 minutes. You're resetting. If you don't want to be found, you pull that out. They can't triangulate off the towers on you. These are things that I'm aware of because spooks have talked to me about it. How to hide yourself. Now, this little bug device, I found a bug on my car, got rid of it. This little device, it reads, it's a nice Christmas present, guaranteed. I thank the Virgin that gave it to me, too, without mentioning the name. It's a EMF tester. Probably $150 if it was a nice gift. But I'm able to read things now. I went into one of the women's kitchen the other day and tested actually about three of them right after I got the meter, after mine was going off. I went and tested the neighbor, lives in the same building as me, but there's a utility room in between us. And I went in there, went around her refrigerator, beep, 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 this thing was going nuts. It would do it at night when I got up and flipped the switch on to turn some heat on. It started doing it then around the refrigerator. Otherwise, it didn't do it. But I'm just telling you, they're electrocuting us. And if you look at the Missouri statutes I put up regarding smart meters, you can opt out. Look at what it says. U.S. military, U.S. federal government, state government and agencies and local agencies can use it for the purpose of monitoring you. And they can hear you. Now, this comes back to what Otis Johnson was talking about in a private conversation, super spook, going back out to Bluffdale, said they would have chips. There was about a 18-minute breaking news there, just punching Otis Johnson, spies or us. I put it up there. He's dead. Now, here's the point. Is that he said that in that conversation with him, he says that they'll have chips and toasters. They'll have chips and everything. They'll be able to monitor everybody and everything. Now, if you read that Missouri statute's in there, it says once you opt out, then they only have 1 year or something to bring any criminal charges against you of anything you said in your home. Anybody that's got a smart meter, you're being listened to. You're being screwed with. I just want you to be aware of that. You got any comments, Joe or Jim?
Oh, I think you're 100% correct, Stu. I think you're spot on, and you've lived through it yourself.
Yeah, well, we all need to take precautions. Now, I want to tell you what I'm being healed with. You can find it at Walmart for $5, folks, 400 milligram. It's called spirulina, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A. It removes, it's a green, a super green algae type effect, and it's. I think you get 400 milligrams there. You can get different brands and go up to 500, but this removes toxins, chemicals. It removes heavy metals. It removes radiation, and they used it in Chernobyl when that power plant blew up over there, and the kids in the area, for 6 weeks they gave it to them, and they reduced their radiation levels by 50%. Now, this stuff's working for me. I just thought I'd mention it. I'm not a doctor, but I know personally what has happened to me. So, if you want to get cured and just do a cleanup of your body, get some of this spirulina. It's good stuff.
Well, while you were reporting, there's a new story out that the Army is now offering massive bonuses of $50,000 to join the Army for 6 years. I think this supports that they are reconstituting the Army to use it against the American people, and it further complements building the concrete barriers in front of the White House. Joel, this is unprecedented, a $50,000 bonus. They'd have a lot better success recruiting if they were forcing the backs. I think they're going to lose a lot of people who might have joined otherwise but don't want to take the backs and therefore will decline.
There was quite a few of them, Jim. I forgot what the number was. I heard it on the mainstream media, supposedly, what they were putting out about the military. There were quite a few that opted out and said, no, I'm not gonna take vaccinations. So they told them they were discharged. Get them out.
Joel, the vax is a very important point, and I want to inform people because a friend of mine, a very, very, very close friend of mine that I knew for 20 years, died in Ventura, California. His wife was Dr. Judy Mekovitz. I didn't know it at the time, but Dr. Judy Mekovitz is the one that blew the whistle on COVID and what COVID means. It is not a vaccine. It is something that reconstitutes your DNA. And by doing so, it causes your immune system to release excessive spiked proteins, which are necessary to keep your immune system going. But what happens when these spike proteins attack a tissue, it leaves its little barb in it and it creates this microscopic tear. And then that tissue or that particular cell dies. And so this is where you're getting a lot of people who are having internal bleeding problems. When they go to take the blood and take a sample of it, it's a sludge. It's kind of like a, it's minus a hemoglobin. And so, anyway, to tell you what happened is that David was suffering from COPD. And if anybody lives in California, you know that during certain times of the year, you get what we call Santiana winds. And these are winds that blow onto the ocean down through the canyons. And it creates a lot of particulates in the air. And so people who have allergy problems, have anything that has to do with your cardio system, have a hard time. Well, David was having a very hard time, and so they tried to check him in to the hospital, and I know which hospital, and David was the head of human services at Ventura County's hospital. And so, because of who Dr. Judy Mekovits is, and she's a world virologist, the call, I'm quite sure, went to Fauci, and Fauci said, do not let him enter because they did not have the COVID shot. Because Dr. Mekovits obviously blew the whistle on what the COVID shot really is. So they denied the two of them entrance. So Dr. Judy made some calls. They had to admit him, but they didn't admit her. So finally, she was able to, they were able to get her into the hospital. And by that time, David was really having a hard time because they did not allow him to take his medication for his heart. And they denied that to him. And so consequently, Dr. Judy Mekovits watched her husband die.
Joel, it's just disgusting, but that's being replicated with persons of less note than Judy Mekovits all over the country. It's just disgusting.
So I want people to be very careful because, for instance, a friend of mine found one of the ingredients, and trimethadone is one of the components in it. And what it does is that it empties out people who are having kidney problems. It empties out the moisture because it creates little tears, or I think. So if you combine that with graphene oxide, which is a laser cutting substance, what happens is it cuts the tissue of the cell. So what you're doing when you take this shot, you're putting some of that into your system. So keep that in mind about when you go decide to take the COVID shot or not. Remember those words. So go ahead.
You do not want to take the COVID shot. The evidence is simply overwhelming. It's those who are basing their decisions on what they're hearing from the mainstream who are most vulnerable, sad to say, because that involves a whole lot of very good people who really don't want to throw away their lives, who have been played by the press, which is an indispensable element of this whole takedown of the world for the benefit. magnet of the Rothschild banking industry. The empire wants to, you know, they're not satisfied with only controlling 95% of the world's wealth and assets. They want to control 100% and turn the few remaining into slaves and serfs who will be their servants.
That's very true. Now, if we go back and look at what was in tonic water, quinine, or whatever they call it, and you look at that combined with zinc are keeping people pretty healthy, and those have gotten COVID has killed it out with that, along with they're using Viagra now at a hospital in New York and bringing them up off their deathbed. And Tucker Carlson, you know, I don't watch him, but someone called me and told me about it, so I stuck the link up on my breaking news page about it. He said they're bringing them up off their deathbed, and I asked my doctor about it, and he told me that it was a some drug inside the Viagra that brings their lungs back to life, basically, to where they can breathe. So, folks,
that's very interesting.
Yeah. I got the link up there on my breaking news page, Jim, Tucker Carlson, about the Viagra. So, people ought to keep those two things in mind, or three. If you're dumb enough to take the vaccination, I pity you. I mean, what can we say? You did it to yourself. That's all I can say.
And I might add this to the facts. 80% of Delta Airlines has been vaxxed. And that includes the pilots. What happens if one of those pilots has a breakdown when he's flying the aircraft?
Oh, we don't know. I mean, it's such an obvious risk. We have pilots who are having heart attacks in the air. You're absolutely right, Joel. There's no question about it.
And the same thing for United. They've got 70% vaxxed. What's going to happen when that pilot has an attack? There's going to be some real problems on the horizon.
That's all very true. Now, I want to mention one thing about a drug called Ivermectin. Ivermectin. It's a paste. Come in pill form, paste form. Now, there was all this rumor running around that it would help you if you got COVID. That way you wouldn't be vaccinated to hospitalize. Well, it happens to be that a friend of mine, her daughter's a school teacher, and 10 others came down with COVID, and they were using this as a preventive medication. It didn't do them any good.
Stu, listen, you're wrong about ivermectin. It's been successful worldwide. I've taken ivermectin. I have ivermectin. Ivermectin is good. It does come in a paste. They're trying to condemn it as a horse dewormer, but the fact is it's highly, highly effective. It virtually wiped out COVID in India and Japan.
Okay.
So I don't want you to be trashing one of the few available alternatives that's cheap and readily effective. Believe me, ivermectin is good.
Okay.
I have both the horse paste and I have the pills, and I can assure you they're chemically indistinguishable and they're both very, very useful. But it's better to take them early on than later. So you ought not to be trashing ivermectin. That's just wrong, Stu.
Okay, I'm just brought up the fact there's 10 school teachers, they're all out, they all were taking this, and they've all got COVID.
Yeah, I can verify what Jim is saying because I took ivermectin, and that is one of the things that works against. Now, remember, folks, what was told to me, there has no real been an identification of COVID virus. Get the word vaccine out of your head. It is not a vaccine that they're putting in you. It has a substitute that manipulates your DNA. So when you go to say COVID, try to use what you're coming down with is you're not coming down with a COVID virus. You're coming down with the flu virus. And Invectin does a very good job. So does quinine tonic water. So does oregano. And you take all of those together and you'll get over the flu. And whatever you do, do not go to the hospital with it.
The oil of oregano is super effective against a lot of things. And Joe, you were the one that turned me on to it, but you need go to oregano.com, but get the super, it's called
P73. Yeah, it should be pronounced oregano, oregano, not oregano, oil of oregano, it's oregano. And those combined together build up your immune system and will keep you out of the hospital, because the hospital, by the way, are being inundated with people who supposedly have the COVID. There is no COVID virus. There is COVID is an acronym. And so what they have is these people are the ones that took the shot and their system is breaking down and they're ending up in the hospital.
Yep.
Because they're saying the people who take the COVID vaccine, I should say, the COVID shot, their life expectancy can be 5 years. So I'm looking at this as a culling of the world depopulation.
It is. Jim, you got a comment on that?
Well, I think that was Fauci's plan with HIV and AIDS, and I gather there's so many elements that are destructive in these vaccines that the last thing you want to do is to take one. It will change your DNA. It will, I believe, introduce graphene oxide, which is a primitive substance known to man, which is self-replicating. It'll cover your brain. It creates an electromagnetic brain interface where they can control your thoughts and feelings with 5G. All these 5G towers went up during the lockdown. Absolutely stunning. So that when you see these announcements, it's 2035 and I own nothing and I'm happier than I've ever been, because the Great Reset offers to pay off your mortgages, your credit cards, your student loans in return for giving up all your property and assets. So basically, they're getting the return on their investment, and it's submitting to a vaccine regimen where they give you a stipend and a little chemical to reside. And if you run off the regimen, if you stop, they'll put you in a COVID camp and eventually separate your body from your head. This is all outrageous. But the whole point of saying I'm happier than I've ever been is because they're controlling your thoughts and your feelings remotely. These are not your thoughts. How many of us would be happier if we didn't have our property, our homes, our automobiles, our entertainment systems, and the like? I don't know of anyone who'd be happier without any property. So what this is an illusion. Those are being happier than you've ever been is going to be imposed from the outside externally, because they know, I demonstrated in my own philosophical scientific research, that you cannot turn a digital machine into a thinking thing. They're doing the opposite. They're taking human beings and turning them into robots that are under their control, or the near biological equivalent. That's the story. That's the scam. Don't let yourself be played. This is a monstrous program to take control of the entirety of planet Earth by bumping up most of the Earth's population and controlling what remains.
You're very correct in what you just said. You have anything to add to that, Joe?
Oh, yes. Pay attention to what's happening in Australia. It is absolutely a tyrannical government. People are getting hauled out of their houses. People are getting arrested. People are being locked down. People are being taken to the internment camps.
Because they won't take the shot. Now, let's turn to January the 6th for a minute. What was your thought on that, Jim?
Well, it was completely contrived. Nancy Pelosi orchestrated the whole bloody thing. She's in control of Capitol Police. She's not allowing any of her records to be accessed. This is completely outrageous. And Ms. Derek Garland, Attorney General, would not answer the question whether the FBI president on January 6th, and we're there in abundance. the leading provocateur, a guy by the name of Ray Epps, was an FBI informant. He was an agent provocateur. There were many, many there. This whole thing was orchestrated in an attempt to preclude Donald Trump from running for president again in 2024 out of fear that he cleaned their clock again, just as he did in 2016 and in 2020, by claiming that he had incited an insurrection because under the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, it states that anyone who's sworn to uphold the Constitution but instigates an insurrection is no longer eligible to hold federal office. It's completely phony, it's completely fake, but that's what they're doing. It's clearly not the case there was any incitement or any insurrection. It's all nonsense. But they are following the Kissinger observation that the facts don't matter. All that matters are perceptions. And they're trying to promote that perception so that you can have a political vote not based on the law or the facts by the Congress that preclude Trump having federal office in the future, because that's the only way they can stop it. They are terrified of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So, no, I might add to what Jim is saying that the Attorney General is now, and the Department of Justice is now formed a committee to investigate those persons who might be domestic terrorists, which he specified as those on the far right.
It's not a committee, Joe. It's a new division of the FBI that is terrorists who are defined as, in essence, as Trump supporters and anti-vaxxers. So this is just outrageous. We knew how political the FBI had become. This is further evidence of a war against the American people by the Biden administration, which is the most unconstitutional ever in American history. It's a disgrace.
Now, you know, I heard that Biden, and I heard on January the 6th all his speech and everything, everybody's words were, a democracy, we have a democracy, we have a democracy. Excuse me, Jefferson said, and he called it a republic because we have Bill of Rights and Constitution and everything, and he said, it's a republic if you can keep it.
Yeah, of course. But the point is they want to federalize election laws so they can have mail-in ballots as a requirement across the nation, which are the easiest to use to steal an election. That was one of the techniques they used in 2020, and that Gavin Newsom used to make himself invulnerable from the recall election. The Secretary of State allowed everyone to print their ballot at their home. Can you imagine how many ballots the Newsom supporters printed up? Thousands on their own computer and mailed them in, and they were all counted by the Secretary of State. It's grotesque, but this is what the Democrats have become, the party of corruption, communism, and criminality.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Now, Joe, Trump had a speech down there in Arizona. What do you know happened down there?
I want to back up what Jim is saying, okay, because I have some friends that were on the investigative group on the Arizona election, and they told me specifically the election was full of fraud. But what happened was, at the very end, the County Board of Supervisors said, you have to turn it over to us, and they're not going to let it out. So, folks, the Arizona election, because I talked to the people that were there, it was full of discrepancies, full of fraud and other problems, and should have been discounted.
And I put the individual on the air and labeled him as a Arizona Republican something. It's in the breaking news one bar, the first bar. The latest shows get put on number two page. Anyway, it was a good interview. He explained it right after the election.
Stu, it's always a pleasure to do these interviews with you and Joel. I'm most appreciative, and I really think everyone is going to be grateful for your explanation about the smart meters, and how you're now recovering physically once you've had it disabled. Good for you, Stu. You set an inspiring example.
There you go. Hey, and there's a federal law. I couldn't find the law to get a suit. I filed a suit and kicked it out because he said send him a letter, basically. Oh, my God. Anyway, I got it out, so Spirulina, S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A, U-L-I-N-A, folks. It's good to take. If you ever had been exposed to chemicals or radiation or anything, it's not bad. $5, Walmart. With that, Jim, I want to thank you for coming on. Do you want anything else to add?
No, just pay attention. Don't let yourself be played. Listen to, the best, most reliable sources, which turn out to be anything but the federal government, anything but the CDC, anything but the FDA. It's disgraceful. Judy Mikovits, Sherry Tinlinney, Joel Mercola, Dr. David Martin. Go to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/video/Jim_Fetzer, and just track down the videos and reports there. You're going to get a whole lot of information you're not going to get from the mainstream.
All right. You got anything to add, Joel?
Just last thing, folks, don't take the shot, whatever you do.
Don't take the shot. You're right. Well, gentlemen, thank you both. Come on with me. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day.
Got it.